This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Affairs of Chile will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. Apart from this, Mr. Cleveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile, Alberto Juan Cleveren, has arrived in New Delhi yesterday. Chile is a key partner of India in the Latin American region. The forthcoming visit of Minister Cleveren will provide both sides an opportunity to review the progress in bilateral relations and explore new avenues for cooperation, further strengthening bilateral ties. A high-level delegation from Ministry of External Affairs is in Maldives to review the progress of development cooperation projects in the archipelago. The delegation, led by Special Secretary and Financial Advisor Anurag Agarwal, had productive engagements with Maldivian ministers and senior officials of the government. The delegation also undertook site several and reviewed the progress of the Indian projects. The delegation is in Maldives still today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict. In a telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has invited views and suggestions from the public, NGOs, experts, stakeholders and institutions. In an official statement, the Lok Sabha Secretariat said those desirous of submitting written suggestions to the committee can send two copies, either in English or in Hindi, to Joint Secretary JM, Lok Sabha Secretariat, and they can also email to jpcwaqf.lss@sansad.nic.in. The suggestions should reach within 15 days from the date of the publication of the advertisement. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has called a 12-hour band in West Bengal today to protest against atrocities by police on students demonstrating against the alleged recent doctor rape and murder case in Kolkata. The protesters were demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and arrest of those involved in the rape and murder of a doctor at Arjikar Medical College and Hospital. The violence in Kolkata has been reported yesterday during a student march, Nabanna Abhiyan, called by the Chhatra Samaj. Meanwhile, the state government has said that it will not support the BJP called band and will make all arrangements for maintaining normalcy. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said India would soon become the third largest economy in the world. The minister reeled out the growth rates compiled in the IMF's World Outlook report, which shows that India is the fastest growing economy in 2024, with a growth rate of 7%, followed by China with an estimated growth rate of 5%. The growth rate for the US, which is currently the largest economy in the world, with a GDP of around $28.8 trillion, is estimated at 2.6%. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as Member, Traction and Rolling Stock. His appointment will be effective from the date of assumption of charge on 1st of next month to till the date of his superannuation and his re-employment on contract basis from 1st January till 31st August of next year. The Ministry of Textiles has approved four startups with a grant of approximately 50 lakh rupees each at the 8th Empowered Programme Committee meeting chaired under the National Technical Textiles Mission. These startups are working in three strategic areas of composites, sustainable textiles and smart textiles. Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till 8 September. This is for the first time that France will stage a summer Paralympics. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.